What's good, everybody? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all eight. Wait a moment. Oh, shit. This ain't right. This definitely does not look right. This does not look like the normal place I should be in, especially... I mean, it looks familiar. It looks very familiar. It does look like the work of one Edio Sananka. Wait, what's this? Tectar Thursdays. That sounds familiar too. Could this? I mean, it shouldn't be here. One, today is Wednesday. Well, put that out there. Today is Wednesday of anything. Today is Wednesday, not Thursday. Tomorrow's Thursday. But I haven't done this show since maybe June. Maybe I should bring it back. Maybe I should bring it back next Thursday. What do you think? Maybe I should hit up Sin. I should hit up Kev. And I should bring this back. I should bring back Tech Talk Thursdays next Thursday at 8 o'clock p.m. over on this channel. I think that's what I'm going to do. Especially now with the Xbox Series S was announced this week. It was leaked and then confirmed. And then essentially final details of Xbox Series X was announced today. Price, the date's been confirmed. Let's see. What else happened? Because it was a lot. Was smacked upside the face with news. Apparently, it was all going down when I was in school with my son. The price was announced. The date was announced. I know the date for the Series S was announced. It was November 10th. We knew that Tuesday. But today, like the next day, the very next day, it's like, all right, yeah, Series X, that's also coming out. Day and date with the Series S. It's going to be $499. Pre-order start, I think, next week, if I'm not mistaken. Then they announced EA is joining Game Pass. And Game Pass for PC. So, I guess the Ultimates is... EA Play is combining with everything else. I'm about to receive a text message, so I had to mute my phone real quick. I feel it coming. Because it went somewhere else. Okay. So EA Play joined the Game Pass family today, or it's going to be bundled together. Just saw earlier today that Game Pass for PC is coming out of beta. I forgot that was in beta. But that's coming out of beta. They're adjusting the price. I think it's going to $10 a month from $5. But again, I got it baked in, so I'm good at least till like next year, I think. So there's that. So if you want to pick up the Xbox Series X, you want to pick up the Series S, and you know you don't have $299 or $499, you know, to just plop on it right then and there, you can do the all access, where you can get the system. You can pay, I think it's like $24.99 or $24 a month and $32 depending on the system you get. I forget what the price breakdown is. They announced that, so you know, you can make getting this system more affordable, and again, it's interest repayment, so you don't have to worry about, you know, paying more for the console than, you know, than it actually costs. That's actually how I got my Series X. Salad. So to go out to all the naysayers that, oh man, like what Mormon people need is credit. Like, well, hold on there. Yes, it is a credit, but it's not like it's putting people in debt unless you actively just don't pay for it. You're not paying for more of the system than, you know, you borrow. So shut the fuck up with that. And it's not like a credit card or anything where, you know, combining gets lost and just gets lost. Everything gets fucking lost in the sauce. Man, PayPal credit got me on that. So yeah, boy, this would have been nice things to talk about on a tech podcast, but yeah, maybe we'll catch up with that next Thursday, 8 o'clock p.m. here, twitch.tv/MajorLinux.